I thought we opened up pretty solidly. We had a healthy respect for Bradford because, you know, we've seen just enough on video of them to know that they're coached by Jimmy Lowe, so they're going to have a bit of footy about them. They want to move the ball and play skillfully, and they were going to ask questions of us, so we needed to get stuck in right from the word go, and I thought our guys did that really well today. Scruton and Anderson and Simon, you know, on the back of... We hardly noticed today that we didn't have Scotty Moore there. Mikey Cio did a very good job for us out of dummy half today. Scott rolled his bicep up yesterday morning at training, so, you know, Mike got... He's been doing plenty of practice, but never played that long and never started a game off at hooker, certainly not in Super League. So I think Mikey did a nice, tidy job for us as well. And then when Mullaly came on, he had, you know, in Australia we say he had spiders all over him, but I think he had crocodiles today. He was absolutely outstanding carrying the ball. Tim was the architect, and Milky Miller and Lee were, you know, they were there to capitalise. They're smart players. The early plan there is that he's got a double fracture of tib and fib, so that's the other leg. He's had that injury in the past and had some terrible infection and stuff in that. It was a long battle for him to get back, but he's a special character, Richie. He's had plenty to deal with, and he's got lots of support here, and everyone at Wakefield will be doing our best to get him back on track. It'll probably take him the best part of a year, I guess, but we'll be there to help him, that's for sure. I think, you know, we'd be the 10,551st team that looked pretty slick with everything when your forwards are going forward like ours were today. It's pretty tough to play behind a pack where we've not got that happening. I thought they were just clearly dominant, and as I said, I thought Mullaly, when he came on a little later in the game, he put the icing on the cake. He made three clean breaks, and don't see that too often from front rowers. We've got accumulated knowledge there, and I've seen them play in the cup game against Warrington and then against Hull KR last week, and they're slippery. You know, they don't die wondering. They've got a big attacking philosophy, and they'll be asking questions, so we'll need to be right on our toes. And we're away, so it's a huge game. We sort of introduced ourselves today to the competition, but we need to take another step forward next week, and I'd suggest it's probably going to be our toughest game next week.
You were critical of your start last week, Brian. How pleased were you to be 30-0 up in 30 minutes?
Yeah, it was... That's exactly what we wanted. And we went route one, you know, which is always the most sort of the simplest way and the most rewarding way when your forwards can dominate like that.
Mikhail Simon and Nick Scruton laid down a big platform early on, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought Anderson was good as well, you know, and we've been working hard on you know, tip-ons, as they call them, you know, just passing to one another at speed and recognising the difference of when to and when not to. And I thought they actually looked like they were enjoying themselves today in the football they were playing, or the rugby they were playing. And then, you know, I keep saying it, but Mullaly's sort of, he's a massive human, and he's got sort of an awkwardness about him and, you know, power and strength to go with it. But he was... He cracked the egg for us in the second half, and after Bradford had a pretty healthy start to the second half, I thought it was Mull that got us back on the front foot.
How pleasing is it for you that a lot of the players that you've come in are having big impacts and they're making a big difference?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to have been here if it didn't work like that. And today's really the first time we've looked like that, so we're not patting ourselves on the back too much yet. We know we've got a tough game next week at Lee, and we've got... You know, Hull KR and Widnes to come as well. So we've got plenty to do.
How big a win was that for the club, though? Because I saw Michael down on the pitch side at the end, he was shaking hands with the players. It's a big win for everyone associated with the club, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Michael and Chris, our owners, it's their money we're playing with. And you can't blame them for getting excited today if they felt like, you know, renewed hope, I think, for Wakey fans and for them. So we've got a we'll get a you know, a sort of one pat on the back today for a good job well done, I think. But our boys and I and everyone responsible for the, you know, the way we prepare ourselves, we've clicked into gear. We're ready to go for next week now and start getting ourselves into best possible shape we can for a tough game.
We've lost Richie, but everyone else pulled through all right?
I think there were a couple of other small injuries there. Lee Smith had a little ankle wobble at the end of the game, so I'm not sure just where that stands, but I think everybody else came through okay.
And after two rounds, you feel you're in a good position again now?
No. We've got a lot more to do yet.